You're listening to The Signal Daily.
Hello, I'm Manaswini, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. This is the episode for 17th April 2024. Our two stories for the day are Tesla's struggles and how millions of Indian workers and their dependents are on the wait list for an American green card. What's the problem here? Stay tuned till the end to find out. Tesla's smooth electric ride has hit a speed bump. Leadership vacuum, EV sales slowdown, a tough competition from legacy car makers, and to top it off, Chinese homegrown EV companies are probably putting a damper on Tesla's electric dreams. Allow me to contextualize Tesla's woes one at a time. For one, according to Bloomberg, over the weekend, Tesla had some big exits. Senior VP Drew Baglino and VP of Public Policy and Business Development Rohan Patel both called it quits. Baglino, a Tesla veteran of 18 years, was the brain behind all things engineering and tech for batteries, motors, and energy products. And Patel had 8 years under his belt at the company. And get this, their departures come hot on the heels of Tesla's former CFO, Zachary Kirkhorn, stepping down just a few months back. So yeah, there's a serious leadership vacuum here. And if you're wondering about the succession plan, you're not alone. Reportedly, even investors are wondering what Tesla's next move will be. And the timing of these mass resignations couldn't be worse, especially considering Tesla's recent announcement about cutting more than 10% of its global workforce. With around 140,000 employees worldwide, that's roughly 14,000 people being affected. And interestingly, the recent changes at Tesla are happening just as Musk keeps steering the company towards self-driving cars. And honestly, we've had our doubts about his grand ideas, especially when it comes to robo-taxis. We've also gone over these doubts in depth in a recent episode, so don't miss out on it. I'll include the link in the show notes. But as for whether this is all just a coincidence, well, who's to say? Also, according to Bloomberg, analysts are also predicting a potential drop in sales for Tesla this year due to slow production of its newest model, the Cybertruck. Seems like Tesla's latest tricks aren't quite hitting the mark, is it now? But with new products on the horizon, why are top executives leaving the company? Well, Bloomberg highlights that these leaders were under pressure to meet ambitious targets, including aggressive cost cutting. And of course, the obvious reason is the slowdown in EV sales, a factor Tesla itself acknowledged when it announced layoffs. ABI Research, a global intelligence research firm, is expecting a 21% increase in 2024 and another 19% growth in 2025, down from the previous rapid growth rates of 31% in 2023 and a whopping 60% in 2022. Meanwhile, according to the New York Times, Tesla's market share has also dipped from 62% in early 2023 to 51% as of today. Plus, Tesla's sales also took a hit, dropping over 13% compared to the previous year's first quarter. But at the same time, several other players in the market, such as Hyundai, Mercedes, and BMW, have seen impressive growth, with some doubling or even tripling their sales figures. So this surge from competitors has eaten into Tesla's market share. And yes, as electric vehicle sales slow down and traditional car makers gain traction, Tesla's feeling the squeeze. But there's more to it. The EV giant is also facing tough competition from its Chinese rivals. In China, the electric vehicle market is steadily growing, grabbing a significant 36% share in 2023. And it's projected that EVs will make up over half of all car sales in China by 2025. And companies like BYD have been key players in driving down EV prices, making them more competitive and affordable with traditional cars. BYD even briefly outranked Tesla as the world's largest EV seller last year. Plus, with companies like NIO and Li Auto in the mix, Tesla is facing some stiff competition in the premium EV market as well. But will Tesla turn the corner on its slump anytime soon? Well, only time will tell. And while we wait, let's see if those self-driving cars Musk promise will become a reality or not. For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. You know how having an American green card is a very desi dream? Back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, it was actually an achievable dream. But now the road to securing immigration visas is getting tougher and tougher, even for skilled workers. As per US government data, there's such a huge employment-based immigration visa backlog that more than a million Indian workers and their dependents are on the waitlist for a green card or permanent residency. That's been the general case for several years now. Last year, an analysis by the Cato Institute, an American think tank, estimated that Indians on the green card queue could face a 134-year wait. And I know that sounds very dramatic, but that's what the wait for an American PR is like. A long-drawn limbo. But why is that the case? Well, it's a maths problem. Every fiscal year, approximately 1,40,000 employment-based immigrant visas under five different categories are made available to qualified applicants under the provision of the U.S. immigration law. These include the E-1 category, which are visas for priority workers and persons of extraordinary ability, basically the top-level applicants. Then there's E-2 category, which is for professionals holding advanced degrees and persons of exceptional ability. And then come skilled workers, professionals, and unskilled workers. And the final two categories are for certain special immigrants and immigrant investors. And most of the Indians, that's about 1.2 million roughly, are in the first three categories as per a Forbes report. And an analysis by National Foundation for American Policy indicates that in the even category, the waitlist has 51,249 people and about 92,000 dependents. In E2, it is 419,392 principals plus an equal number of dependents. And in E3, it has 138,581 people and their dependents. But here's the roadblock. There's a 7% per country cap, which is fair, but this ends up impacting Indian and Chinese applicants, especially since these two countries have the highest number of applicants, both being populous nations. And at the same time in 2023, the US Embassy and consulates in India processed a record 1.4 million US visas as demand across all visa classes saw a 60% increase in applications compared to 2022. So basically, Indians now represent one out of every 10 US visa applicants around the world. I mean, that's how high the demand is for American visas. A long waitlist means PR applicants are depending on H-1B visa renewals until they secure a green card. And if the H-1B visa is denied, then they might be forced to leave the US. While this is not ideal for Indian workers, immigration is a very polarizing and political issue among American lawmakers now more than ever, which means that Congress has had little to no success when it comes to passing bipartisan legislation on immigration policy reforms. Just compare the Trump era with the Biden era. While the former sought to put all sorts of limits on immigration, the latter has tried to undo it. For instance, when it comes to diversity visas, Trump wanted to kill the program altogether, while the Biden admin proposed a legislation to increase the annual quota from 50,000 to 80,000 visas. But that legislation hasn't been passed yet. In a sense, US immigration policies are also in as much of a limbo as PR applicants are. But when it comes to India, immigration is obviously a key focus for US-India bilateral ties, as American industries, especially Silicon Valley, is depending heavily on skilled and unskilled foreign labor. And with US elections around the corner, visa and immigration has taken the center stage once again, with Republicans and Democrats on different ends. Donald Trump, who is one of the contenders in the presidential election, has said he would push for a quote-unquote a merit-based immigration system that protects American labor and promotes American values, end quote. On the other hand, the US ambassador to India said in an interview that President Joe Biden instructed him to cut down the wait time for American visas in India. But how much of that will actually help visa applicants? That's something that will be left to be seen. If you like listening to The Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. The episode was researched, written and produced by Shortberry and me, Manaswini. Edited by Venkat Anand, mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter.